T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just to reiterate, patrols responded at approximately 6:36 p.m. last night to 92 Frenchley Road on the left-hand side. It's a duplex in West Seneca. On the report of two persons that were found dead inside the residence, the caller is a family member and did return home to find her husband and her daughter that were both found deceased in the left side apartment of the duplex. Patrols responded and did confirm upon arrival. They did locate a 31-year-old female victim. Name is Jennifer A. Villa. And a 60-year-old male named Gregory A. Grimmer. Both resided at the residence.
Lieutenant, were there any kind of wounds on the bodies or any indication of how these two individuals died?
There is evidence that we are investigating. There was an autopsy performed this morning. Those results are not available yet, so I don't want to get ahead of the evidence in this case and speculate on anything.
Was there a weapon found inside the home of any kind?
Again, that's part of the investigation that I can't get into at this point.
Did the mother live there as well?
Yes, the mother also lived there. She returned home and found the deceased.
Could you describe the scene? Obviously, you got the two bodies there, but anything unusual beyond that? Breaking, entering, or
nope. There was again, there was no evidence to suggest that there was any sort of. As far as any other evidence, I don't want to get ahead of the investigation, so I don't want to speculate on any evidence that was found there.
Could you talk more about maybe the relationship between the stepfather and the stepdaughter? You know, what were they like as people? What was their relationship like?
Right. All we know is that Mr. Grimmer was Ms. Vila's stepfather. We have no pertinent history at the residence, so we have no idea what type of relationship it was.
Do either of the victims have a sort of criminal history of any regard?
Again, we have very little history in West Seneca on either of the victims, so I don't have anything as far as the criminal history.
Any indication how long the two individuals had been deceased prior to law enforcement getting there?
No, we don't have a specific timeline. It was a few hours at the very least, though, that someone had been in contact with them.
Any indication which individual passed away first?
No, we have no information on that right now.
Where were the two bodies found? You know, were there multiple floors there, or on the same floor, in the same room?
Yeah, it's a duplex. They were both located in the same room, same floor.
Lieutenant,
on the lower level.
On the main floor?
On the main floor.
Can you talk about the challenges in a case like this where there wasn't a witness inside the home to tell you what happened and both the people you would want to talk to were deceased? Can you talk about the challenges from an investigative standpoint?
Right, right. It's going to be a big challenge. It's going to be an extensive investigation, and this is where evidence is going to come into play to determine exactly what happened.
When you say evidence, are you talking DNA? What are you talking?
DNA. The shape of the condition of the room that was in when we arrived.
What was the condition of the room, though?
It was clean. It was a nice house. It was very well kept. Nothing out of the ordinary.
With the scene, was there blood?
I can't get into specifics regarding evidence on the case.
What do you say? This is kind of a strange case for you.
It's, in my 16 years, it's the first time I've heard of anything like this sort of thing in West Seneca.
What room were they specifically found in, a bedroom or?
It would have been the main living room.
Okay.
Given that it was a duplex, was this a single family duplex or was there someone else living upstairs or downstairs?
It was a right-left duplex.
Okay.
So they resided in the left-hand side. It was an upper-lower And then there was other residents in the right-hand side.
Have you guys talked to those residents?
Yes, we have talked to them. And again, I don't want to get too much into what evidence or what they may have said.
Are they considered suspects in
anything? No, at this time, there is no persons that are considered suspects.
Could you maybe elaborate more about what may have been heard or said or anything like that?
Again, we have no information regarding any sort of disturbance in the house prior to anyone finding the deceased.
Did you guys do like a test for air levels? I'm just thinking, you know, what if there was carbon monoxide in the home, just as speculation. Did you guys do any kind of tests on that?
No, we did not. There was nothing to suggest that there was any reason to do any sort of air quality test.
If neighbors or friends think they have information that could help police, do you have a tip line that they should be calling?
Yeah, they can call the main number at the West Seneca Police Department. It's 674-2280. And any evidence or any information that someone in the public might have as to anything that may have occurred yesterday, please give us a call.
We've heard some secondhand information about them possibly being shot to death. I know you said you didn't want to get into any type of evidence, but you had suggested that there was nothing abnormal about the scene. So I just wanted to see if maybe you could square whether there was any further investigation of bullet holes or anything like that.
Yeah, again, that's something that's going to be part of the ongoing investigation that I can't comment on.
Do you know how long they had been?
I do not. It seems, no, I don't have any information on how long they've been living there.
So you have to say, though, that they didn't own that duplex, or they're leasing there? Or
I believe they are renting the duplex, and as far as I know, just based on our records, they have been there for at least a couple of years.
Okay.
Do you know how long Mr. Grimmer was married to Ms. Vila's mother?
I don't know that information, though.
Regarding this incident, I mean, was there a gun found in the home?
Again, it's an ongoing part of the investigation that I can't comment on.
But, I mean, people might be interested in whether there is someone out there on the loose, whether there is a killer, you know, amongst the community. I mean, can you answer that question about whether police are actively pursuing someone or not?
Right. We are, at the current time, not pursuing anyone. We believe this was an isolated incident and that there is no danger to the public.
Have you guys officially announced a cause of death?
No. Again, we're waiting on results from the autopsy to make any determination on that.
Will toxicology be done on both the deceased?
I'm sure it will.
And again, I'm probably asking you a question that you can't elaborate on. I apologize, but are you... do you think the toxicology, or are you expecting any results from that could give you an indication?
We have no indication that would be any part of it, but again, it's part of the normal course of business during a medical examiner's autopsy.
So it's fair to say police are not anticipating drugs and alcohol in either one of these deceased bodies?
That's correct. We don't have any evidence to suggest that.
How cooperative has been the mother and the wife? I mean, she obviously did the call to you guys.
Right. She made the initial call. She did speak with detectives last night at length. She's been very cooperative as far as the scene is still locked down, so she hasn't been able to be let back into her house. So, unfortunately, it's been kind of, difficult on her, obviously, in this tragic situation. But she's been very cooperative with us, yeah.
The autopsy was done by Erie County?
Correct. Erie County Medical Examiner's Office.
When do you expect to have more details on that?
I wish I could say. Again, this is it's an extensive investigation, and like I mentioned before, it's going to be very evidence-based, so we don't want to get ahead of the evidence on this and speculate on anything.
Still processing the scene, though?
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes, detectives are still at the scene. They're still canvassing, neighborhood, the neighbors, trying to get as much information as possible. I believe there is still evidence in the house and still needs to be collected, so we'll be there for a little bit longer.
I know nowadays with technology, people have Alexas, they have home surveillance systems. Is there any technology inside the home that police think could help them in this investigation, whether it be surveillance or, you know, those smart cams, nanny cams, anything
inside
the home?
Yeah, I haven't been apprised of anything like that, but I'm sure during their investigation that they will leave no stone unturned, and they will definitely look for evidence of as far as video or anything like that.
Are any other departments working with West Seneca on this, or is it all West Seneca?
No, this will be, we're the single agency on this, other than the medical examiner's office, who has examiners also. So.
And the district attorney's office?
We've been in contact with the district attorney's office. We're working in consult with them. In any situation of a suspicious deceased body, we make contact with the district attorney's office just to, you know, square all our loose ends up. So,
is it on the table that these two deaths could be accidental? Is that something that police have not ruled out?
We haven't ruled anything out. So anything is a possibility at this point.
So foul play is still a possibility?
Foul play as far as
some sort of engagement between the two.
Again, we haven't ruled anything out.
Someone else.
Yeah, we haven't ruled anything out.
But at this point, you do not believe someone broke into that house, or you don't believe there's someone on the loose?
There was no evidence to suggest that, so. Again, it's a tragic situation, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the family.
Is this technically a homicide investigation, or is this a suspicious death? How do you classify it?
Well, it's difficult because the medical examiners can only name it either as a homicide or as a natural death. It's not a natural death.
Can you give us an indication why it's not a natural death?
Natural death being they didn't die of old age or a medical condition.
Okay.
So would it then by default be a homicide? Or?
It would be unclassified until the medical examiner makes a determination.
I know you answered it already, but where were they found in the house specifically?
In the main living room area of the house. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.